Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. And let's be honest, we could all use a little extra love, right? Especially when life throws those curvy balls our way. Today, I want to talk about something truly powerful, cultivating self-compassion and kindness. Because trust me, it's not just a fluffy concept, it's a game changer. It can literally transform your relationship with yourself and the world around you. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up? Like an inner critic that never shuts off. You know, the one that whispers or sometimes shouts all those not good enough messages. Well, guess what? That voice doesn't have to rule your life. You can choose to silence it and replace it with something much kinder, a voice of understanding, acceptance, and self-love. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a pushover or ignoring your flaws. This isn't about letting yourself off the hook for mistakes. It's about treating yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Think about it. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Or tell them they're not good enough because they didn't achieve something right away? Of course not. You'd offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a warm hug. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? We have to change that narrative. It starts with recognizing that you are worthy of love and kindness, just as you are. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts. You deserve to feel safe, secure, and loved within your own skin. Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? Well, it's so much more than just a trendy buzzword. Mindfulness is about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative voices start creeping in, acknowledge them, but don't let them define you. Just observe them like clouds passing by. 2. Challenge your inner critic. You know that voice that's always telling you what you're doing wrong. It's time to call it out. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, our inner critic is based on fear and insecurity, not facts. 3. Offer yourself kindness. Treat yourself with the same love and care you would offer a loved one. When you make a mistake, forgive yourself. When you're feeling down, be gentle with yourself. Remember, everyone messes up. Sometimes it's part of being human. 4. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and help you appreciate the good in your life. Take a moment each day to list 3 things you're thankful for, no matter how small. 5. Celebrate your successes. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. You deserve to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate your wins and give yourself credit for all the hard work you put in. Let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah, who's always putting pressure on herself to be perfect. She works long hours, takes on too much, and constantly feels like she's falling short. She's constantly comparing herself to others and berating herself for not measuring up. One day, Sarah realizes this isn't sustainable. She decides to start practicing self-compassion. She starts by acknowledging her feelings without judgment, celebrating her small wins, and treating herself with kindness. She learns to say no to extra commitments and prioritizes her well-being. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel a shift within herself. The constant pressure eases, replaced by a sense of peace and self-acceptance. She realizes that perfection isn't the goal, growth and progress are. Self-compassion is like a warm blanket on a cold day. It soothes your soul and reminds you that you are not alone. It's about giving yourself permission to be human, to make mistakes, to feel your feelings, and to learn and grow from every experience. So, my beautiful friends, remember this. You are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion starting with yourself. Embrace those imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and never underestimate the power of self-love. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we uplift and inspire each other. And remember, you are amazing just as you are. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.